I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Daryl the Guru Johnson, turns out he's got an ear problem from listening to me for 9 years.
I thought I was listening to Al Michaels last night on the Cowboys game.
Oh, I didn't put... Oh, that's right, the Cowboys lost.
There was a big game last night. I love you, Goo.
Get well soon, buddy. Man, you're watching the Warriors-Sixers last night, and you turn it on at 4 o'clock, and you're just, okay, let's watch a game. Let's see what happens. And a game like that unfolds, and what a game. And like I said, here's how I'll start the show. By the end of that game, I was really hoping that those five Warrior guys could bring it home. It would have been a really cool win, and it's just too bad. It's too bad. You know, there's a little difference between being competitive and then getting over the hump, but hell of an effort. Hell of an effort, Evan.
No, they shocked me about several different times last night because they shocked me with how they came out, right? And even you, I think we were talking in the thread about this. You know, Goo usually is like, how did this happen? And I'm shocked and I'm wowed. I was wowed last night at how awful they looked at the start of that basketball game. And then I was shocked when they started to kind of, I think it was like a 10-point gain towards the end of the third. You know, they bring Spencer back in. I don't even want to call it the second unit. It feels like this is the third unit for the Warriors. Starts to sort of creep back into the game. Sixers start turning the ball over. Dubs get a couple of easy baskets. And then you look up in the fourth quarter, you're like, wow, this is a game. And then they get the lead 93-92, their first lead of the game on that Santos slip to the basket. The bench is going crazy. And I was into the game. I was telling you guys, I was out with a couple buddies, and everyone was talking about this, talking about that. And I'm just like, you guys got to shut up. I have to watch the end of this game. And I don't know if I've ever said that about a game that involved the kind of players that, again, closed that game for the Warriors.
Yeah, and if it's also one of those games, you're right, Evan, it's you know, today you're like, boy, great effort by those guys. Let's call them 9 through 12. But then you think, God, Spencer makes that shot with, what, 120? You're up four. You're up four at that point, and then they inbounded down at the other end and got a three-point play, and it set up a furious ending. I'll tell you what, here's something very positive from last night. DeAnthony Melton, I mean, he was pretty darn good last night. And man, you know, I wrote this down. I'm like, that guy's got to stay healthy. And I get it. He was probably, you know, he can play, it looks like. And then it's funny because he's a guy, Evan, who I haven't seen him play consistently for a while, probably since he was in Memphis back in the day when they used to play the Warriors. But I remember thinking, you know, he could play in those games against the Warriors when the Warriors were really good. So I think he's going to help them. And I think the task at hand now for Steve Kerr, it's becoming obvious, is you got to find a rotation that you can settle on as much as you can, knowing that the big three is probably going to miss games here and there.
Well, that's the impossible task because it feels like the rotation is changing every single night because your guys that are 6 through 9 might not be better than your guys 10 through 15. And that's a problem. And, in a vacuum, is a player better than another player? Perhaps not, but they fit together better. Like that unit last night that closed the game, the majority of the fourth quarter where we didn't see JK, we didn't see Pods for a single second, had everybody, I believe, whether you consider yourself an apologist for Pods like Shaska was calling me earlier, or an apologist for Kuminga like I was calling him earlier, everybody was in unison last night that those two players did not deserve to see the floor. And the Warriors, I think that's why, too, Steiny, like, they were up 4 against OKC, with 7 minutes left in that game. I didn't think they were going to win. I thought they were going to win that game last night. And that's what made it hurt when VJ Edgecombe, your guy, storms in for an offensive putback with 0.9 left, and you're like, oh, my God. They didn't deserve to be in this game, but how'd they blow it?
And I watched a bunch of the last, 5 minutes. Check out Melton's defense on Maxey on that shot. It was he forced the miss, and they just didn't dot their I's and cross their T's and get the defensive rebound. But and here's the other thing: as fun as it was and as encouraging as it was, like I think it can either not mean anything that game last night. It can be a total outlier, but I do think there's a chance that is the kind of game where, like, Steve Kerr doesn't have to say much, because I think what a game like that sets up is for Steve Kerr to be able to say, I'm playing the guys that want it the most. And there it is. Like, we've done this 2 straight games. I'm playing the guys that want it the most. And that may leave out Pods and Moody and Kuminga a little more of the time.
Well, but a game like last night also confirms why you should play those kinds of guys. It's not like, oh, they're out there because, the top end of the rotation dudes don't want to be. No, they're out there because they're outscoring the opponent, because they were the reason why a 24-point deficit evaporated into thin air. They were the reason why the Warriors had that game. And they're also the reason why they blew it, right? Spencer makes the inbounds play. Buddy cuts where he shouldn't cut. I would say even Spencer on the and one on Grimes right beforehand, that was kind of a tough play. But they deserved to win or lose that game. It wasn't like, the other night where we can battle back and forth about whether Spencer should have came out, shouldn't have, whatever. Maybe it makes it look like more of a mistake now considering how he played against Philly. It doesn't matter. Steve Kerr let them decide the fate of that game. And that to me is telling. And it's also why it made it such a fun game to watch.
I mean, like, what I saw last night is you look at Pajemski and Moody and Kuminga, and they're all supposedly this important three-person, young group of players. And Moody's been paid. Kuminga's making money. Pods is probably going to get paid. But that was a lesson to them last night that they – like, I almost feel like they get a little complacent when they know they're going to have to do more, because they just know that they get to play a different kind of way, but they're not playing with as much urgency or fire as these other guys who are, 9 through 11. And, like, that's the big question I have in the wake of this game is, okay, what happens next game against Cleveland? Who's playing?
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In off the bench first. Who's got the short leash? Who might have a little bit longer of a leash? Because I do think the pecking order of the subs could change. And we could be it could be in the process of happening.
Yeah, I mean, you think about last night, just who has to play more? Okay, well, Melton's going to play more than 20 minutes. Well, actually, I don't know. He might be on a minutes restriction for a little bit just because he's coming off of a catastrophic knee injury. And the Warriors also want to make sure that he's healthy for the remainder of the season. But, well, Seth Curry looks like he's got a spot. Obviously, Pat Spencer needs to play. And he played 25 minutes last night. Will Richard is around 20, so he's getting time. Guy Santos played 12 minutes last night. You know, I don't know if he's going to give him another chance, but Guy's probably going to get a rotation somewhere in the first half, I'd imagine, this upcoming game. Because the other thing, too, is they have a back-to-back, so they're going to need some of these guys. And then you're looking around it, right? Well, who might need to play less? Pods? Probably is going to play less. Kuminga? I know he played 20 minutes. That might be about right. You know, Moody, 20 minutes. That might be about right. And there's going to be more available depending on if Draymond is ready in Cleveland, Chicago or not. But, you know, you're just looking around and it's like, you know, if Draymond doesn't play, I would expect to see more GP2, not more Jonathan Kuminga. You know what I mean?
Like, right.
There's back end of the rotation guys who are now fighting for spots, and it does feel like those minutes are more up for grabs than they've been at any point this season.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. What a fascinating game last night in Philadelphia. Warriors lose it. You know what? I'll do what Don Nelson said. Warriors got beat last night by Philly. But, man, there were some encouraging signs from the back of the bench. Now, I know that I could come in here and say, big deal, it was the back of the bench guys. What are those guys really going to do down the stretch? But I think if you watch that game last night, Evan, there's just a little more going on with the hunger level of those guys versus Pods, Moody, and Kuminga. I think with the message I was sent last night was those three guys better start playing harder and with more urgency.
They're not guaranteed anything.
They shouldn't be, you're right.
Well, but it doesn't matter. Like, Kuminga's under contract, Moody's under contract, Pods feels like he should get an extension this summer. None of those things mean anything. Like, just because you're a first-round pick, just because you got money or you got paid, that doesn't mean anything. And I feel like almost in a way, not that it's an internal competition, but some of the guys on the back end of the bench are like, yeah, I'm better than him.
Right.
I can play right there with this guy because he doesn't have the confidence right now. And his job is I know we're all on the same team. We're trying to win, but I just feel like there's a lot of jobs that are up for grabs right now outside of, what, the four at the top?
Yeah, and I also feel like, I don't want to say there's an issue, but there's something's going on with the, we need to refer to, okay, so we got the old guys, then we got the 9 through 12 guys, but then we got the Moody, Kuminga, and Pods. Like, those are the guys that, to me, were put on notice last night. And it makes sense because we're 23, 24 games into the year, and if you look at all three of those guys, you'd have to say all three have been pretty darn inconsistent. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. I was telling Evan, this is one of those games where there's about 50 things you could grab onto And so if you want to grab onto one and call in, there's so much to talk about with this one. 888-957-9570 is the number. This upcoming Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we're giving away three Warrior jerseys, and they are town jerseys, the ones that debuted on November 24th against the Jazz, Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and Jimmy Butler. Those town jerseys are up for grabs next week. So you want to listen Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday for your chance to win. If you want more details now, you can go to 957thegame.com. And that segment was brought to you by the Los Altos Village Association. You know, covering Bay Area sports for as long as I have, I've seen a lot of athletes go through a lot of stuff, the highs, the lows, and the pain that comes with getting knocked down. But when it's not just a game, when you're the one injured or when tragedy strikes someone you love, that's where Beam Law comes in. Beam Law is the Bay Area's go-to personal injury law firm, and whether it's a car accident, a serious injury, or a wrongful death, they are there to shoulder the legal burden so you can focus on rebuilding, recovery, and taking care of your family. Beam Law is local, and they win with millions recovered for clients across the region. SF Weekly has voted them best of the Bay four times. So if you've been hurt or lost someone because of someone else's negligence, please call Beam Law at 415-523-5555. That's 415-523-5555. Or you can go to hurtinthebay.com. That's hurtinthebay.com. Because it's not whether you get knocked down, it's whether you get back up. Beam Law, they've got your back, Bay Area.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Evan Giddings in for Daryl the Guru Johnson. And, no, it's not a payday Friday, but it's a Friday nonetheless.
It is a payday Friday. Oh, it's a payday Friday.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
I'm in a great mood today.
That just puts me in a better mood.
You ever have like a walk-up song? You know, you're rolling in. I don't know if you drive or you barred in. You're listening to something. You just got a song that on a feel good Friday you're going right to.
Yeah.
What is it?
Johnny B. Good, Jimmy Cliff.
That's a great song.
That's what you walk like. I often do that. I'll be on number one and I'll drive right down the middle of the fairway. I put the driver in my bag and I start walking and I imagine a song as I walk to that first 150-yard shot that I'm sure to shank.
Yeah, today was one of those days.
All right. Yeah, it was really good game last night. Really good game. Warriors get beat, though, 99-98. Some good things. What's the first thing you thought of after a game like that?
Well, I would say for about three-quarters of the game, all I could think about was how freaking good Tyrese Maxey is, to be honest.
Right.
I mean, so I looked at some today. Of all the 25 and under players in the league, you know, a lot of lists or just overall chatter, you know, he never gets brought up. Like it's, you know, it's Wemby, it's Ant.
Right.
Paolo. Trying to think of some other guys just off the top of my head. Shengun. But like no one talks about Maxey. That dude is, you know, he's leading the league in minutes. And he plays that way for 40 minutes a night, and he's been available pretty much every game for them this year.
He's a little like Iverson.
He's really, and it also helped they were wearing the Iversons last night.
Right.
But he looked really good. I mean, he is good. What am I saying?
Yeah.
So he stood out to me, and then, the still image of the five guys who finished the game that, yes, they lost, that's kind of what's embedded in my brain right now.
Yeah, what's embedded in mine is I feel like this team's 23 games into the year now, and it's time to start figuring out what we're going to do. And I don't mean moves and stuff like that. I mean, I think eventually you got to settle into a rotation, but either A, I'd have no idea what that rotation is now, and B, I don't know if you can settle into rotation because you're playing so many guys who are, you know, 6 through 11 or 12 on the roster, that the reason that they're 6 or 11 on the roster is they're not the most consistent players. So how do you settle into a consistent rotation if you don't believe that your top eight guys have enough consistent players in it? The only way you get around that is riding the hot hand each and every game, which means it's probably going to change game to game. I don't know what you do.
Well, and because of the availability of their older players, you could say that they're inconsistent too. They've been an inconsistent team. That's why they're 11-12. They've been up, they've been down. Even when it feels like they play well, it's not always good enough to win. And so that's kind of why I don't think Kerr has done a fantastic job this year, but you look at some of the, like, he threw everything at the wall last night. You know, I think everybody, it felt like everybody that was available played with just about everyone. You saw small lineups. You saw as big as they could be. But, you know, with getting Seth Curry and now Melton, well, he's got two more guards. You know, and this team is going to look even smaller because he just needs guys that can play.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's start out with David in Maryland. Hey, David, how you doing, man? What do you think of that game?
I'm doing good, guys. I mean, I wish I could be feeling a little bit better, but that wasn't really pretty, guys. I think the Warriors lost them. And when I say the Warriors, I mean the players lost them the first quarter. And I can't completely blame Kerr for that because Kerr is not out there shooting the basketball. However, I think there are certain times where he does, you know, his rotation do end up messing up the team. For example, with Buddy Hield being in that closing lineup. Now, Buddy played a decent game, but I don't think that because Buddy played a decent game, he should get the closing line. We closed with like four guards. We had Buddy Hield. We had Richard. Pat.
Melton.
And then... Yeah, that's ridiculous. When we started the second half, what did we do? We put two bigs out there, and we had more screening for the guys. So why do we not have two bigs to get us a board so that we can, you know, have the possession? Why is that? And one other thing I want to say is this is not the first time that we've seen Pat Spencer and Guy Santos show more promise than we expected from them. If you go back to that Houston series, it was a game where the starters were getting their butts kicked. I think it was game three, and we brought Pat Spencer in. It was that infamous game where he headbutted Şengün, I believe. They were coming back. They were looking very, very good. This is not the first time we've seen Pat Spencer impress us and Guy Santos impress us. I just feel like whoever's playing well needs to play for this team. Buddy Hield needs to be out. Paz needs to be out. Jonathan needs to go. It doesn't matter what round they were picked up in. Who is going to come through for our team?
That's
what's important.
I got you. And I guess my question, thanks a lot, David. Okay, so when you say Pods, like, out, and Buddy out, so just to be clear, does that mean if the opportunity presents itself on a night when maybe the big three aren't playing, that you are going to go with Spencer over Pods? And you're going to go, who's the other guy he wants out? Moody. You're going to go
Buddy out.
We can get to Buddy in a sec. But that's the problem. Like, you can start, if you say tomorrow, you know, Spencer supplanted Pods. Okay. Well, then do you just play Spencer late in the game if he hasn't played well the whole game? Or does he have to play well to finish? Can he play well and then you get him out for, like, is it a game-to-game thing or do you give him a month? Hey, Spencer's our new Pods for the next seven games. I don't know how you do it.
Well, that's the problem, right, is when you have inconsistent players, it doesn't really matter if you give them runway or not. Like, Spencer's played really well the last couple games. He played well in Miami. So should he play more? Yes. Should he be starting? You know, again, Spencer has played well as a guy who's given you 25 solid minutes. I don't know if Pat Spencer can handle 30 to 35 minutes. And I'm not saying that Pod should either, but that's kind of where it gets tricky. It's like, yes, he's proven a lot for the kind of player that he is. But, you know, we were talking about Will Richard in this kind of a similar vein, right? Okay, well, he's playing the best. Kerr said he's here to take people's minutes. He said that with Willard and Dibbs early in the year. Okay, great. He's a starter now. he plays well, but is he a starter, or just because the guys behind him aren't good enough to start? And I just think when you mess with the starting lineup in particular, it gets really tricky. So, like, I think the last two games have proven that Pat Spencer, especially given what you don't have right now, Curry, Butler, Draymond might not play. He has to play more. But when Curry's back, okay, so there's 35 less minutes to go around. Does that mean he's going to play then? I don't know. I just feel like at this point, saying that the best players are the players that are playing best, it sounds good, but an application, like in reality, I don't know who's going to play well on this team. That's kind of the problem.
Yeah. Yep. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. I see a lot of calls. I'm not going to take any now because I don't want to give anybody short shrift. So I'm gonna take all the calls on the other side so that everybody kind of has their say. This from the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. You guys do realize that if the end of the bench guys move up in the pecking order, that the opponents will take them more seriously and their output will probably not be as great. Yeah, I realize that.
I agree.
Like, the
with
more
that.
You play those guys, the more they could get exposed. There's no doubt about it. But I think first and foremost, you've got to find out who the best guys are on this team. And I don't want to overstate it, but right now I think we got a problem with Kuminga, Pods, and Moody, because Kerr didn't even think about playing them last night with the game on the line, and it doesn't feel like any fans out there are saying, why didn't he go back to our quote-unquote younger core? You know what I mean? So let's...
It was a no-brainer.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what he said. All right, it's a Football Friday presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. And that segment was also brought to you by Bay Area Fast Track.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.